Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and grand rising to all of you guys out there. Hope that you guys are having a beautiful and blessed day. It is March 6th. It is Wednesday. The week is going by fast for me. Hope that you guys are doing well. Hope that you guys are blessed. I hope that you guys are in good spirits and enjoying life. Today, it's just April 6th, you know, another good old day in the neighborhood. Today we are reading again, 9 things successful people do differently. This is, we are on chapter 3, which is know exactly how far you have to go. And if you guys haven't been watching all week, we've been reading this book. It is a self-help book. It is about goals. But what I love about it is it's no fluff, stripped right back to the bare bones. It has some really good gems and it doesn't have any stories or anything like that. It just gives you a game plan on how to achieve your goals in a way that I've never heard before in most self-help books. So I really love this one. If you guys want to enter the book giveaway, which will be this Friday, then all you have to do is follow me on Instagram and the link is in the bio on how you enter the book giveaway there. So I'm excited to give this book away. Very small, short read, straight to the point. Maybe not even a few minutes a chapter. It's really, really good. And I'm excited to give one of these away. All right. So we're going to jump into the morning prayer and then I'll get into the shout outs and we'll get right into today's topic. So if you are not spiritual or religious, that is totally fine. I hope that I can pray for you anyway. And if you're a first time watching live, let me know where you are watching from. Okay. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day. Thank you for allowing us to align in your word and your purpose. Thank you for everything that you are doing with us, through us, and for us. And even the things that we don't see coming, we pray that we stay in alignment with you. We stay doing things that are pleasing in your sight. And all these things I ask in your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Y'all are ready today. Hello. Good morning, LaDonna. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Being Meech. Good morning, Elijah. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Kiamber. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Lacey. Good morning, Jocelyn. Good morning, Dia. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Deshandra. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Patrice. Good morning, OG Hara. Good morning, Reckless. Reckless Inspire. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Sanji. Good morning, Bad Liz. Y'all in these names, y'all are cracking me up, but good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Travis, how are you? We talked about you yesterday. So remember you guys, I talked to you guys about Travis. If you guys need help with your resumes, LinkedIn, you need some coaching services, if you're trying to get another job, switch careers, whatever the space is when it comes to career focus, mentorship, and training, Travis is your guy. You guys hit him up. Follow his YouTube channel. He has so many dope content pieces. And also he has an app where it can prepare you for interviews, interviewee. So guys, download the app if it's something you're interested in. Oh, and the books, the 2 individuals who won the books that week, his book has released and it is shipped out to you. So you guys are in for a treat when you guys get those books. Yay. So let Travis, you guys hit Travis up. We talk about switching careers and going for our dreams. And if you're stuck, you're unsure, or you have skills in one area and you're like, well, how does this translate for this? Because this is what I really want to do. Travis is your guy. You guys hit up Travis. Okay. Good afternoon, Patrice. Tuning in from South Africa for the first time. Oh my gosh. I've always wanted to go to the continent. I'm on my way. This means so much to me. So thank you, Patrice, for being here. Bernice. My bad. Thank you so much for tuning in. And yes, congratulations, Travis, on Amazon's bestseller list. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You guys are rock stars, man. What anybody that tunes into me, you guys are doing amazing things. And for those of you who are still figuring it out, you guys are on your way to making your life amazing with God's help. Excuse the workout outfit. I am not naked, you guys. I'm just wearing workout attire because on days when I don't have to go do other work, I go work out. So today's a workout day. Good morning, Ashley. So excuse the you know, I ain't got much, so let me just pull it up a little bit. But I'm so happy for you guys. Yes, congratulations, Travis. Travis is such a good guy, you guys. Now a friend, mentor, business, you know, partner, and all of those great things. So you guys make sure you hit up Travis for all of your resume and new job needs. And he's going to be traveling international, you know, doing some speaking over there. So I'm super, super proud of him. Travis is doing big things. Yes. So we are going to dive deep back into the book, 9 Things Successful People Do Differently. So the first chapter we already covered was get specific in what you want. The second chapter was seize the moment and act on your goals. So if you miss Monday and Tuesday, go back and watch those replays. Also, the timestamps are down there. Shout out to Melindy. You guys, she has been amazing in helping me behind the scenes with chapters and things like that. So shout out to her. So those chapters are there if you guys want to dive into the content. You have that there. So the third chapter in meeting your goals, figuring out your goals, because sometimes we set these goals right and we need to figure out how to achieve them and how to make them happen. And that's why I really like this book, because it gives you solid advice, solid steps to make your dreams and your goals come true. So the third chapter says, know exactly how far it is you have to go. It says achieving any goal also requires honest, regular monitoring and progress, if not by others, then by yourself. Now, why is this super important? So it says checking your progress frequently, weekly, or even daily, depending on your goals, will ensure that you're actually meeting them. It helps you stay motivated. It helps you really be realistic with what we want to do, right? So I always say, dream big, have unrealistic goals. And for whatever reason, you guys, recently, I've been switching my mindset on that. I've been getting a lot more realistic with the things that I want to achieve. And what I love about that, because Sean Diddy Combs has this saying where he says, close your eyes and dream, but open your eyes and see. And what he means by that is be very realistic in what's in front of you. It's just like saying, well, I want to run a marathon, and I haven't trained, right? I need to know how far I have to go. I need to start working out. I need to see and maybe hire a trainer and develop the muscles to run, develop my stamina, develop a training program to prepare me for my marathon. You know, we don't just say, oh, I want to do something and we jump out the window, right? You can't say, oh, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be an engineer. And just the next day, you're a doctor, lawyer, engineer. Doesn't work that way. You have to assess how far you have to go. I told you guys this when I thought I wanted to go to law school. I wrote out a plan on, okay, first step is to study for the LSAT, because you have to pass the LSAT in order to get into, not pass, you have to have a score in order to get into grad school, or not grad school. Y'all, my brain this morning. In order to get into law school here in America. So the first step would have been the LSAT, studying for it, then taking the test, then waiting to get the score, then applying to law school, then getting accepted. And it had all these steps in order for me to even get into law school. And then once you're in law school, you do 3 years, then you have to pass the bar, and then you become a lawyer. So there were about 8 or 9 steps in between for me just thinking I wanted to be a lawyer to actually executing that dream and goal. So I think being very realistic on how you have to achieve your goal is super, super key to make sure you're not just blowing in the wind, making sure that your goal isn't just a wish, that it's actually a plan. Like if your plan is to be a mother or you want to be married, right? So say your goal is, hey, I'm single. I'm over being single. I want to be married. I want to have a family. The first thing you have to do is work on yourself. That would be my first tip. That's what I did, right? So you work on yourself. So say, hey, maybe I have some childhood trauma or some things that just haven't served me in my past, or my relationships aren't really working out. So maybe you go to therapy to work on your inner your inner issues, that maybe you hire a relationship coach to help you figure out maybe your negative patterns. I did that. Because what I love about coaches is some people can be very oblivious to their own self-sabotaging mindsets, your own self-sabotaging factors and things that you can do in certain situations. So that's what I needed to do for myself. And I highly encourage, like, if you've been dating for a while, years, for me, it was years at that point, and things just continue to be the same, or you keep getting the same results or having the same outcome. The common denominator is us. So we have to figure out what we're doing to change our mindsets and our behavior to get a different result. And I'm so happy I did, because if I didn't do that, I probably wouldn't be in the relationship that I am now. I interviewed Spicy Mari, who is my relationship coach. The interview will be coming out soon. Don't know when, but it's coming out. And I enjoyed that. It's very hard. Anytime you're working on yourself, anytime you have a goal and you're in the in-between stages of start from where you started to where your goal is, it can be hard. So you have to figure out what it is that you want to do, which we've already talked about, but what's that in-between process? What are the steps you have to take in order to achieve that goal or make that goal possible? So if you want a family, after maybe you go do therapy, you get some relationship counseling or some training or coaching, then you actually have to start dating. Then after you date, then you get into a relationship and so on and so forth. So we have to understand how far we have to go. If you say, well, I want to be married, and you never go outside, you never go on dates, you're not pleasant, so you don't get to meet new people, you don't fix yourself up so you can be more appealing, not only to the opposite sex or whoever you want to appeal to, but for yourself, so you can feel good and look good and just be your best you and put your best self forward. Then, not to say that you won't get the result that you want, but maybe you'll end up settling. Maybe you won't get the result that you absolutely want to do. So be very clear in the midst of whatever your goals are, how far you have to get it. So Travis says a goal for him is to go to South Africa. If you guys need help, like, hey, Brittany, break my goal down real quick. Leave it in the comments and then we'll talk about it. And we also have some more tips from the book. But Travis's goal is to go to South Africa. That's one of my goals too. I want to go to a few countries in Africa. But so what the first thing you do is you research, right? You watch videos, you figure out what hotels are the best, or if you should Airbnb, or if they even have Airbnb in countries and things like that. Because every country is different, right? Then you maybe link with somebody who's been to South Africa, maybe with your network, your friends. Maybe you find somebody on social media who's been there and you ask them questions. I like to do a lot of research before I do anything. Then you price your tickets and you watch your ticket prices. You see if they fluctuate. One thing that I love, you guys, is Google has Google Flight Alerts. So say if you want to go somewhere, you type in where you want to go from wherever you're leaving from, and then put price, there's like a price watch or something that you can turn on, and every week it'll send you alerts on the price difference, and you can watch the prices go up and down so you can get the best deal for any flights that you you're looking for, domestic or internationally. It's a great one. And Grand Rising. And then maybe you have to get some shots. Then you get your shots, then you buy your ticket, then you plan your trip, whatever the case may be, there's steps to it. And then you make sure that you're on time for your trip, because we talked about being on time. Yesterday, we focused a lot about on time management. So if you guys want to watch that, check that out. But you make sure that you get on your flight on time and you get there and you enjoy your trip. And all of those things. So every goal that we have has action steps, has things that we need to do to achieve our goals. But we have to be very honest with ourselves and see how far we have to go. So the next tip that I have for you guys is adjust your behavior or your strategy accordingly. So I'll just go back to the whole dating coach thing. So I knew that something was going on with my strategy. Whatever I was doing by myself without any help, without any research, wasn't working. And sometimes what ends up hurting us more than anything is us not being honest with ourselves. us living in La La Land, blaming other people, saying, oh no, it's not me, it's this person, it's that, it's that, it's that, it's that, it's that. If you keep getting the same results, you are the common denominator. And that is okay. We're all human. We're all working and figuring it out. So whatever your goal is, like if you keep going on job interviews and you're not being hired, that's a telltale sign that something in the interview process is going amiss, because your resume was highlighted and got you in the door for the interview. So that part you're doing great. You know, that part you hit that on the head, but something about your job interview, maybe it's your attire, maybe it's how you speak, maybe it's how you answer questions, maybe you're not presenting or putting your best foot forward, maybe you're nervous, you know, which a good coach would come into handy for that as well. Or maybe you're trying to figure out life and you're like, I keep trying these things and they're not working. So you hire a life coach or you hire somebody to help you along the way to pinpoint. But it's really good if you keep hitting a wall somewhere in your life to get outside assessment. And then outside of your friends and your family as well, because sometimes they can help you and they can be honest and they can say, hey, look, I think that you can improve in this area. I think that this, but a lot of time those are very biased opinions because they know you, they know how far you've come. They know your struggle with a coach. They can just look at where you are right now and assess like, okay, adjust this, do this and do this. That's why every major sport almost has a coach, because coaches are the outside looking in and they can watch the game. They can see where the players need to move in order to make the championship or the goals happen. So adjust your behavior and your strategy accordingly. Strategy, I don't care how hard you work at something. If your strategy is wrong, it doesn't matter. You know, you can, like I said, want to run a marathon. And if you're not working out properly, like say if you want to run a marathon, right, and you're lifting weights, that might not be the strategy in order for you to run faster, have more stamina, or maybe you're not running on the treadmill long enough, you know, or whatever, how you ever run a marathon. I'll give you a better example. Michael Jordan. When Michael Jordan, in the midst of his career, when he first retired from the Bulls for the first time, he was like, hey, I'm going to go play baseball. His basketball workout regimen was not what a baseball player did. So he had to switch his whole regimen because his strategy in order to become a better baseball player had to be reworked, he had to change his body. He had to change his conditioning in order to become a baseball player. And then when he stopped being a baseball player and he went back to the Bulls, he had to switch up his routine again because his body was not the same. He didn't have the same stamina. He didn't have the same energy he had, and he wasn't in his first few games, wasn't really executing the way he used to because of his workout regimen. So he changed his strategy in order to be the beast that he was. And I love Michael Jordan, so I'm going to talk about Michael Jordan, but become the beast he was at that era and in that time in order to get 6 rings and 6 championships and all that other stuff. I think they were by number 5 or 4 when he left initially, but yeah, you have to adjust your behavior or your strategy in order to make sure that you're executing your goal or you're getting to your goal better than ever, you know, because again, if you keep doing the same thing and you're getting the same results, nothing is going to ever change. And then you're wasting your time, you're wasting your energy. And like we talked about yesterday, time is our most precious resource on life. We can never get any more time back. So if you continue to say, hey, I want a job, and I keep getting interviews and I'm not getting hired, and you continue to do the same thing, you're going to continue to get the same results. What Einstein said, that's insanity, right? And we don't want to be insane. We want to continue to do right and work towards our goals every single day. Edwan says, don't let your fears take the place of your future. Walt Disney. I like that quote. Amen. Good morning, Rashida. Percy says, one of my goals is to go to Jamaica. I guess that's what you're referring to. First of all, I love Jamaica. It's such a beautiful country with so many beautiful people with such rich culture. So if your goal is to go to Jamaica, then do a little research, watch a few videos, see where you want to stay, see what kind of activities you want to do, and book your trip. That goal is pretty, pretty clear, unless you have to save up for your trip. And nowadays, a lot of flight flight packages have payment plans, so you don't have to pay it all up front. I personally like, I don't put anything on credit, but you can do payment plans if you need that type of time, or you can hire a travel agent. But that's a really realistic goal that I definitely believe you can hit when the time is right for you, Percy. Edwan says, my goal when I finish school around this time next year is to be working for Walt Disney Studios and Marvel Studios. That's good. So what you got to do is study hard, stand out, try to, you know, volunteer for any internships, network with your professors. Man, when you are on your professor's side, when your professor sees something in you, when they see that you're a hardworking student, that you participate, you never know how a professor's opinion can get you in the door. I know a lot of my grad school counterparts, they got a lot of opportunities through our professors. So make sure you guys are networking if you're in school, making good impression on your professors, because those professors are connected, especially if you're in cities like New York, California. You know, they're connected in their industry. That's why they teach, because 9 times out of 10, that's not their only gig. All my professors when I was in New York, that was their side hustle. They taught on the side while they had their main career going on, which I thought was really interesting. So, and always figure out what your professor does, because if all they do is teach and you ain't got no connections, I don't know. She Amber says, yes, preach. There are so many YouTube videos on how to master interviews because it helps. I've done it and mastered after watching the videos. Awesome. Travis says, Brittany 100. Thank you, Travis. I had to upgrade myself to become a husband. Coach Daniel is speaking the truth. Thank you. Yes, you guys. Yeah, I wanted to. So one of my goals, because I do this every day and I do mentor and I do coach, I wanted to be a better coach. So I went and got a life coach certification, because I need to know different skills. Never just rely on what you know by yourself. Like if you think, oh, I know it, I don't need any school, I don't need any training, I don't need any extra help. You go, as time goes on and as technology goes on, you know, you got to hone your skills. You got to stay present. You got to stay current with things that are going on in your industry and in your field. If I relied solely on my marketing degree from 2012, it's highly outdated. You know, you have to continue to master new skills, learn new things, get new certificates. And a lot of things are free. I don't know about other countries, but here in America, Google has so many free certificate or training programs. There's so many online programs you can do for little as like $100. It doesn't take a whole lot. It just takes a little dedication and a little time in order to better yourself and enhance your skills. And the more skills you have in your tool belt, the more tools you have in your toolbox, man, the more opportunities you can get, the more networking you can do, the more pleasant you become to other people that may need you. Purple Cat. Hey, Purple Cat. I want to become a biotech. Okay. I don't know how to do that. But what you can do is you can Google the steps on how to become that. Because, wow, that seems like a lot of school. I have no idea. Biotechnology. I'm sure that there are programs here in America or wherever you are that can definitely point you in the right direction. My whole thing, you guys, if you guys do not know how to do something, Google it. Google is your best friend. We have so many free resources right at our fingertips. All we got to do is Google. So congratulations, Purple Cat. I hope you get everything that major pertains. But since that's such a specific major, what I would request, and I don't know what your career goals are, is make sure that whatever you want to do in life, that major supports that. So if you want to work in a lab, if you want to work maybe with a makeup company or something that uses that field, then you're perfect. But if you want to become a lawyer, I mean, there's so many people that have different backgrounds when you have a law degree. If you want to become maybe a television host, you know, make sure that whatever your guys's major certifications are, that they align with your actual end goal, because we don't got time to waste in school and spending all this money and stuff if that ain't what we want to do. So we already talked about monitor your progress. Adjust your behavior and your strategy accordingly. Then it says, keep track of your progress when needed. Good morning, Carmela. Brittany says that my goal is to gain more clients for my content writing services. That's awesome. So I would train more. I would spend more time watching people like Sunny. Sunny gives, I forgot what her last name is. Travis, let me know what's Sunny's last name. She does really good content planning on how to get your target clients. I would continue to write. Fiverr is a good place to showcase your service skills. I would make sure that your LinkedIn has that information on there. If you need help, Travis can definitely help you with that. But more clients and advertise, and make sure that your Instagram, your LinkedIn, your Facebook page all have your services, maybe even sample writing, testimonials from previous clients and all of that. That would help you gain more clients. Make sure you have testimonials from past clients. Make sure you have samples of your writing. Make sure sometimes you can take on a couple free clients just to get testimonials at first. And then once you have that and you gain traction, that can definitely help you with your services. Purple Cat says, thank you. I want to work in a lab, but I'm changing my career in my late 30s. No worries, girl. We done been there. It's kind of intimidating somewhat. Do not be intimidated, you guys, because think about it like this, right? You're in your mid 30s or your late 30s. What if you would have continued on your other career into your 50s and then you did it? So now you're getting a 20-year lead. And by the time you're 50, you're going to be an expert. You're going to be the top of your field, you know, because it takes about 20 years, 10, 15 to 20 years to be the lead expert in your field. So thank God you're in your 30s. Thank God you're in your late 30s, because you still have so many years ahead of you that by the time you're in your 50s and your 60s, you're going to be the expert. You're going to be probably even before then, you'll be on panels and you'll be able to talk and speak about your knowledge and your expertise. So I just say, hey, you're doing it. And the sooner the better. Okay. Yes, this is Sunny and Susie Moore. These two people have great tips on how to create content that targets the audience that you want, that targets the clients that you want. Carmela says, keeping track helps. Also, planning daily gratitude helps. I look at it and celebrate my little wins, and it helps me stay committed to my goals. I love that, Carmela. I love that so much. So let's dive into that. Let's dive into keeping track of your goals and your progress when needed. So what the book says is, it says, when your brain detects discrepancies, it reacts by throwing resources at it, attention, effort, deeper progressing and of information and willpower. So what it means is, like, when you keep track of how far you have to go in your progression. So say if you want to lose 50 pounds, right? And that's your end goal. And maybe you start, you know, 50 pounds heavier. If you keep track, say, hey, I lost 2 pounds this week. I lost 3 pounds this week. Then, you know, hey, I still have 48 pounds to go. And what the book says is, when your brain detects a discrepancy, it reacts by throwing resources at it. So if you go to the gym and you're like, man, I've only lost 3 pounds in 2 weeks. I need more help. Then your brain goes, what can I do to get to my goal quicker? What can I do to accelerate this goal, right? If you look at how far you have to go, if you look at the discrepancies in making sure you're tracking or your help, your brain will go, well, maybe I need a trainer. Your brain will say, well, maybe I need a nutritionist. Your brain will say, well, maybe I need to go on a diet. Your brain automatically starts thinking of solutions in order to help you achieve your goal. But say you never tracked your goals, you never wrote them down, you never knew, and you're like, oh, I want to lose 50 pounds. And you step on the scale, you have no idea if you've gained weight, if you've lost weight. You know, you're just kind of doing it willy-nilly and not really being clear on how far you have to go. So it says, when your brain detects a discrepancy from where you've started and where you want your goal, it throws resources at it, attention, effort, and deeper processing of the information and willpower. when you don't have any idea of how well you're doing, or when you have only vague sense of where you stand with respect to your goal, the discrepancy isn't clear, like I just stated. As a result, motivation is diminished, and if not wiped out altogether. It is it's the discrepancy that signals that an action is needed. Without the discrepancy, nothing happens. So it's very important, like Carmela says, to keep track of your goals. Okay. And then it says, for long-term goals, it makes sense to allow more time in between the assessments. And then if you have a short-term goal, you want to assess in shorter stints. So you want to keep track. So like I said, if you have, that's why a lot of people, when they have, when they want to lose weight or they have like a weight loss journey, they get Apple watches, they track their steps, they track, or they have like the Bit watches or whatever the watch is called. They track their steps, they track their calorie intake. They start, you know, I did this many reps and I did this much, or your trainer can keep you on track with those things. So definitely knowing how far you have to go, or say if you want to gain weight, If you want to gain weight, then you know how many macros you have to intake, or whatever the terminology is. You know how many more calories you have to add to your diet, maybe how much weight you have to lift in order to gain or get to your goals. Love that. Thank you for the super chat, Percy. It is so needed. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, not so needed, but you know what I mean. I appreciate it, what I meant to say. Brittany, yesterday you said, to be in the same place in life as you were in the past, that's the worst. It's worse than death. Oh, that was powerful to me. Just wanted you to know that. I said that. Oh, well, thank you. I definitely believe that. And I think because, y'all, sometimes I just get to going. And I didn't even know I said that. So thank you for letting me know, Percy. And thank you for the super chat. I definitely agree, because say if your goal is to be a lawyer, right? Say if that's something that you desperately desire and you desperately need it and you never start the process, the time is just going to continue to pass. So then when you were 21 and you wanted to become a lawyer and you're like, oh, you let your fear stop you, like Edwan said, right? And you're 25, you could have completed law school and been done by that time. From 21 to 25 or 26, you could have completed, but you hold it off. You didn't make any progress. Now you're 26 and you're like, I'm still scared. Still don't know if I want to do it. Still blah, blah. But deep down, you really want to become a lawyer and you put it off until you're 30. You could have completed school by then. And it just keeps going, because life is going to continue. Life is going to go on no matter what. That's why I'm always really preaching to go after your goals. What is it that you want to do, and start actioning them now, because there's no point to put it off unless it's something that you can put off later. Like if somebody wants to be a mother, now there's a time and a place for everything. If somebody wants to be a mother and they come at me at 21 and they say, I really want to be a mother, I would tell them personally, I would give it time. Certain things you can wait on, you know, because those are life changing situations. Like if somebody's saying, I want $1 million right now and I'm 21, give yourself time for certain things, right? Certain things will take time, because if you're too anxious, maybe you'll do something illegal to make it happen faster, and you're going to end up really hurting yourself. Or maybe you want to be a mother and you're 21 and you're young and all your friends are doing it, so you want to do it, but then you notice that once you get pregnant, you have a baby, you're like, wait, my life moved way too fast. I didn't get to do X, Y, and Z. So again, certain goals, execute as soon as possible. Other goals, I think, can wait and give it time. It just really depends on you. It depends on your life, because for a young person, you can be a mother later in life, and you'll have more stability. You'll have more clarity. If you want to be a millionaire, you have more clarity. You'll have more stability. You'll know how to manage your money. You know, so certain goals can, I say, give certain things grace, time to, you know, mature, elevate, make sure that you're stable mentally, emotionally, and things like that. But there's other goals like school and, you know, career choices that I think that, yeah, you go execute. You know, who told me, who was it that just said, Purple Cat said that she's in her 30s. You know, I think that that's perfect time because she's going to continue to get older. Life is going to happen. So you might as well take advantage of the time that you have now. Now, again, there are certain goals, and depending on you, everybody is different. Some people want to be done with kids by their 30s. Personally, if you can help it, I say wait, because, you know, you can live a little bit more life. Now that I'm in my 30s and I've spent my 20s living my life, going to college, going to grad school, traveling, doing all these great things, I'm in a different place where I'm like, I don't feel like I'd be missing out on anything if I were to have a family right now. But if I would have had a family at 21, I wouldn't have been a good mother. I would have wanted to go to the club and wanted to go party and wanted to, I would have been very selfish. I wouldn't have been the mother back then that I would have known now, right? So make sure you know and you're very realistic with yourself on what goals you have. But I say if it's school, I say if it's a career, I say that if it's a business, you know, something that you want to start, I'll take that back and I'll explain why. Now, business, yes, I do feel that you can start a business at any time. However, I do feel like there should be a certain level of maturity, and certain people should go work for others for a stint just so they can understand their energy, their industry a lot quicker. They know customer service skills. And let me vent real quick, y'all. We're going to just derail a little bit. Here in Atlanta, there are a lot of young business owners. But what I notice is because they're so young, because they don't have a lot of emotional intelligence and situational awareness, they don't handle their business properly. They don't handle customer service properly. I'll give you a perfect example. Went into a store and I was asking a question because their door was open. So if your door is open, then you're open. I've worked in retail for years. If your door is open, then you're open. If your door is closed, then you're closed. I went in, the door was open, and I had a question. They answered one of my questions and said, okay, we'll be with you when we open. I just had one more question. And she said, yeah, we'll be with you when we open. You lost my business because, first of all, you opened 2 minutes after I had my question. Needless to say, everybody is not ready to be in business at a very young age. If you're not mature enough, if you don't have the know-how, if you don't have the customer service skills. But if you do, and if you feel that you have the fortitude and you can do it, then I say go for it. But certain things I do think you can take your time on. A few things I do think that you need maturity and emotional intelligence and the know-how, like I keep saying. But some things I say go for it because, yes, time is going to pass anyways. And if you're in your mid-20s, 30s, now is the time. Action, 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 action. Because you had some time to play. You had some time to, you know, figure it out, fall down, bump your head. Now is the time to get to it, in my personal opinion. But you have to know when it is for you, because can't nobody tell you when's the right time for you. But you don't want to delay on your goals because of fear. That's what I will say. Don't delay your goals because of fear, but do it on your time. Don't let people push you. Don't let people tell you, oh, you need to do this now. No, you know when it's the best time. That's why you have to pray about it. That's why you have to consult with God anytime we have goals, because you have to be aware, because you can be honest with yourself and say, hey, I'm really not ready for this yet. Or I'm not ready to go and embark on grad school. Like I remember when I graduated from college at 22, a lot of people would go straight to grad school because they didn't have a job opportunity. I knew that going from undergrad straight to grad school was not for me. So I went to grad school a few years later, which was totally okay. I don't think that you have to hit so hard, in my personal opinion. She Amber says, yep, goals are so important. Faith without works is dead. Same for goals without them and having them in front of us is dead and not a reality. I have to look at your goals and believe. Love that, She Amber. I yes, missed yesterday. Thank you, Travis, for the super chat. Someone is waiting on the other side of your obedience and your to your purpose. I said that too. Y'all, it don't be me. It don't be me. Yes, Linda, soft skills, soft skills. Yeah, a lot of people are missing those soft skills for sure. A lot of people are missing those soft skills. Customer, if you guys are in business, customer service is key. You can lose out on business because of how you made somebody feel. So if you are a business person, your customer service needs to be A1, especially if you have a storefront and especially if you have if you're service based. And if you have products, all of the above. The reason why Chick-fil-A has a line wrapped around the block when Popeye's chicken and McDonald's lines are like this, customer service. It's all about the customer experience. If people experience greatness when they're with you, if they feel satisfied, if they feel like their money was spent well, if they felt like they had a good time, they'll be back, they'll return. But if you have crappy customer service, like here in Atlanta, sometimes it's just like the customer is like, oh, you're lucky that we're here to serve you. And it's just like, bro, you need my money. What are you talking about? So make sure you guys have the soft skills, like Linda said, while you're running your businesses. Don't be like these girls out here, child. It's annoying. I love my people, but Purple Cat says, any tips on trying to achieve goals, but you're grieving your parents' death. And anytime you hit a milestone, you feel sad, but maybe you use grief as motivation. I'm so sorry that happened to you. I've never lost a parent. I have no idea how that feels. Maybe grief counseling would help for sure with like a therapist. I'm so sorry that happened to you. Oh my gosh, my heart is breaking for you. I'm so sorry that happened to you. But what I will say is if you can use it as motivation, definitely use it as motivation. Know that they're still with you. I believe in spirituality. I believe that people's spirits don't, even though they may be in a different place, they can always come back and visit you. That's what I personally believe, to each their own. I definitely believe that people on the other side definitely know what's going on. So I don't think that they're ever not with you. But I definitely would go to grief counseling, and I'm so sorry, but I think that I would concentrate on the good. Like they're proud of you. They'd be so excited. They want you to maximize your life and maximize every opportunity they have for you, but still give yourself room and space to grieve. I think it's okay to be sad. You deserve that time to mourn. And I know that they always say that time heals all, and I don't think that that's true for that situation, but just know that they're proud of you and they're watching, and I would use it as motivation as much as possible if you can. And I hope that helped. I'm so sorry. I've never been through that. But I hope that helped. I'm sorry. Customer service is key. Yes. And first impressions are everything. Yes, yes, yes. Travis says, Purple Cat, make them proud relentlessly. I'm still making my dad proud. Thank you, Travis. Love that. You guys are the best community ever. NG says, completely unrelated, but your voice reminds me of Brandy. Every time I listen, I keep thinking to myself, your voice sounds for I've never heard that. People always say I look like Moniece. I look like Lynn Winfield. Sometimes I get Yari Shahidi. But I've never heard that. I think it's because I've been sick. Is it? I don't know. I didn't think I had a deep voice. Well, thank you. I guess Brandy's voice is cool. She Amber says, I believe you can use it that as motivation and make them proud, even though they are not physically here. Use that as a reason for things also for yourself. Grief is okay. I agree. I believe you allow yourself, you give yourself that space to grieve. I provide excellent customer service when I worked for Walmart and had 10 customers that would come back and ask for me personally to help them at the store. Absolutely. Customer service is everything. Y'all are hilarious. Y'all are hilarious. What does this have to do with morning motivation? I'm not answering that, but no, I'm straight, by the way. Okay, so going back to the tips, you guys. Yeah, everybody send some prayers for Purple Cat. I'm so sad that happened to that person. But track your progress. when needed. Okay, so we already talked about monitor your progress, right? Know how far you have to go with your goal. Adjust your behavior and your strategy accordingly. Three is keep track of your progress as needed, right? Because your brain is going to look at those discrepancies and see how you can make headway and all of that. And then it says, when we tune into the presence of our discrepancies and where we are and where we want to be. So make sure that we're being honest with ourselves, that when we're trying to achieve our goals, that we're not lying to ourselves. Like, you don't want to say I want to be a millionaire, and you know, you're not hitting those milestones. You know, you got to sell products. You got to continue to build a business and continue to do things. But if you're just sitting on the couch, like, oh, I'm going to be a millionaire, I want to be a millionaire. Then it's just a wish. We want to make sure that we keep our goals real, like, even though they can be unrealistic, but we want to have realistic action to our goals. We want to make sure that we're actioning them, we're keeping track of them. We talked about planners yesterday. We talked about time management yesterday. So if you guys missed yesterday's podcast or broadcast, go back and watch episode. What episode are we on? We're on like 68. So that was episode 67. But really keep track on how far you have to go. What do you have to do in order to achieve your goals? So again, monitor your progress, adjust your behavior and your strategy accordingly. Keep track of your progress, and then tune into the presence of any discrepancies. It says for long-term goals, it makes sense to allow more time in between assessments. For short-term goals, however, you want to assess your progress more frequently to make sure that you are on track, since there is less room, or more accurately, time for error. The feedback frequency says that you should also depend on where you are learning or on the learning curve. It says recent research suggests that you shouldn't engage into too much self-assessment when you are first trying to get the hang of something. So say if you're first starting out working out, or this is your first time getting into school, or your first semester, don't be too hard on yourself when you're trying to figure out how the process works. When you're in the beginning stages, it says allow that time to just kind of get yourself adjusted to the situation. I know for grad school, the first semester was the absolute hardest. I cried. It was no joke, like learning how to research and 10, 12 page papers and all of these things were new to us. And it took time to adjust, because with grad school, that's why I love research, because when you start researching, you think that you want your thesis to be this. And then once you get down the rabbit hole of research, you end up having a whole different thesis or a whole different, you have to start sometimes your paper all over again or from the beginning. So make sure that if you're in the beginning of anything, if you're starting something new, if you're starting school for the first time, if you're starting working out for the first time, or you start dating for the first time, that you allow yourself that adjustment period and don't be too hard on yourself in the beginning. You know, it's new to you. You're figuring it out. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to, you know, not get everything right. It is okay to have that space. So understand where you are. Now, if you're a moderate to an expert in the field, then you can really look at, say, okay, I've been working out for about a couple of weeks now. I'm in the groove. I know, you know, when I go, I'm on my schedule and all that. Then you can really start pinpointing, okay, here's the goal. This is what I need to do, blah, 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 and get your ducks in a row. But you don't want to be too hard on yourself in the beginning. A lot of people get very discouraged because they don't have it figured out in the very beginning. They don't have it figured out the first semester, the first week. I know anytime I moved, you have to give yourself a time to adjust. Even if it's a goal, like every time I've moved, especially when I moved to New York, you guys, I always talk about this story. When I moved to New York, it was my goal, my life's dream to move to New York. And I had done it all by myself. I got into grad school. I moved across the country. I showed up in New York with my bags and I was ready to take on the world. And as soon as I settled into my Airbnb, even before I found my apartment, all of that stuff, I had this shockwave of like, what the heck just happened? So anytime you make a big life adjustment, whether it be school, a new career, a new city, state, a new country, there's going to be a period of what in the freak is going on? And it could be a little depressing. Like I think I stayed in my room for about 3 days. Like it was a real weird thing because you're like, why am I not excited? Like I spent so many months and years preparing for this and I'm here and I did it. And it's just like, so if you're ever going through that, if you're ever kind of like in a space where you've done something for the first time and it's kind of like, what in the freak? Or you feel sad or you feel like depressed or shocked or whatever the case, that is very normal. So don't get discouraged. Don't go back home. Don't be like, I don't know what I did. I'm going to leave. Don't get caught in the first moments of anything. The first semester, give yourself some time, give yourself a few months, give yourself a year to adjust and to get used to the new environment, the newness of everything, the new classes, the new schedule. Don't deter and get too discouraged in the beginning phases of anything. Oh my gosh, you guys are hilarious. Ashley, Alicia says, I love how you said customer service is key because it is. I'm glad I learned customer service early because it helps with my photography business and current job. Yes, if you are young and you, especially if you're in your early 20s and you live in Atlanta, do not think that that's how the world operates. Okay, you need customer service skills. Everybody that operates a business, I don't care what industry you're in, every industry needs to operate with customer service because you need the people that are coming to you and they're coming to you for a reason. They're in need of something. They either need to buy something, they need your help, they need some sort of insight from you. So don't ever be on your high horse thinking that, oh, I have customers and they need me. So no, you need them more than they need you. And they're coming to you for a reason. So don't, you know, always put your best foot forward and always be pleasant. Even if you're closed, you know, and don't close early. Like I cannot stand when I go somewhere and the door, it says you guys close at 4 and it's 3:30 and you're already closing your store. Just because you want to get off at 4 does not mean you close at 4. No, you close at 4 and you get off at 4:30 or 5. That is so irritating. That is so irritating. But yes, customer service is key. Dia said, this is right on time for me. My anxiety gets high when I'm reaching my goals and I'm finishing school in October. I'm so excited for you. Yes, but that is so normal. You guys, anytime you're doing anything new, anytime you are jumping into a new industry, a new field, a new school, anytime anything is new, it is very normal to be anxious. It's very normal to even, you know, get sad or I hate to say the word depressed, but you can go into like a, what the freak? Like I'm reaching my goal, but I'm freaking out because a part of your brain is like, it's happening, but it doesn't know how to react to it. So it's okay. If it gets too dark, go to therapy, but that's so normal. So just give yourself a couple days, give yourself, you know, some time, stay in the house, calm down, watch Netflix, eat a little bowl of ice cream or whatever is going to make you feel better. Do the little self-care things that are going to get you back on track, but don't get worried about that. Don't quit. Don't go back home. Don't go back to what you were doing, because if you could go back, ain't nothing gonna change. You ain't missing out on nothing at home. The people that's still at home doing the same thing they was doing when you left, and they're gonna be doing the same thing they doing when you come back for break and all of that. And you're gonna be around different people and you're gonna progress and you're gonna learn. Your mind is gonna open and everybody back home is gonna be doing the same thing they was doing when you were there. You're not missing anything. So don't ever go backwards. Don't ever go back unless you absolutely just, you know, if you're not happy, then, you know, do you. But I say never go back because you ain't nothing back there. You can always go back to visit. Patrice, sorry for joining or looking last night. Oh, sorry. Y'all are talking to yourself. Oh, y'all. I love y'all. She ever blocked. Y'all are hilarious. As usual, Loving the morning motivation. I always listen while I'm starting off my work day. Thank you so much. Y'all are hilarious. No problem, Chevy Chevy. Yes, I've been there, man. I've been there. I missed yesterday. I need to go back. I love planners. Brandon Butcher has a great one for high performance. I love that. I really want to get a digital planner, and I've been a planner girl for so long. So one of my goals, and I'll just say it out loud, is to make and create my own digital planner this year. But first I got to get an iPad to do that. And then I got to work on actually creating that. But I love planners too. Planners are my favorite. Percy says, since we are on goals, do you believe you should tell people your goals? I have come to realize that sometimes they're not as excited as I am. I keep my goals to myself now. It really depends. Like, I know who to tell things to and I know who not to, but never give anybody the power to take that joy, because it's not their goal, right? So if I came on here, right, and I was like, y'all, I'm so excited, I'm about to run a marathon, woo, I'm getting trained up for a marathon, some of y'all would be like, good, Britt, I'm happy for you. But some of y'all don't care. Like, some of y'all would not care. So don't give anybody else the power of taking away your joy in that way. If you don't want to tell them for that reason, like if you know they're going to be a hater, a Debbie Downer, or they're going to give you like a whole bunch of reasons why you shouldn't, or, well, what about this? And what about this? Then don't tell those people. Okay. But if you want to share something, just know who to share it with. And sometimes it's okay to keep it to yourself. I don't believe in, if you tell somebody your goal, then somebody in the background is going to be up there plotting and hating and praying on your downfall. I don't personally believe that. It could be true. But yeah, if you're expecting somebody to be as excited about anything that you're doing as much as you, it's not going to happen. Like, unless it's like your really close friend and they know how excited you are and how much work you put towards it, then maybe you'll have one of those friends. Like, I'm the friend who gets overexcited for everybody because I'm so proud of people. And I know how hard it is to achieve your goals. So Percy, I'm proud of you, whatever goal you have and you're going for. But if you know that person just isn't like, if it's going to dim your light or make you feel some type of way about your goal, then don't tell them. It's okay to keep it to yourself. You just got to know who to tell. Like, all my friends, I don't tell all my friends at the same time certain things. Like, certain friends I tell at certain times and others I tell later. And not to say that any of them are haters or any of them wouldn't be happy for me or anything like that. I know what I need from people. You have to know what you need from people and who to get that from. If you know that your friend isn't the person that's going to give you excitement, then don't tell that person. Don't tell that person. Ashley Johnson said, this is me as I get closer to my promotion. I'm shocked all the time. Yes, but you are about to get there, girl. But more money. If y'all want anybody to be excited for y'all, tell me. And I'm going to get y'all a little happy little parade. I love my planner too. I love to plan. Edwan says, right, I just remember you told me that, Brittany. I lose hope and I don't want to go back home. Yeah, don't go back home. Ain't nothing back home. Ain't nothing. The same people that's doing the same thing, they still doing the same thing. I'm gonna finish up the comments. Oh, thank you guys. Yes, you guys, check out She Amber has, she goes live, and I think is it Bible study or is it prayer? Let me know. KK says, no, hun, not everything he is going to share in your joy. Yeah, everybody doesn't have the same joy, but don't give anybody that power. Like, don't be like, oh, I'm so excited, I want to share. And if they don't have the same excitement, you know, don't let that dim you. You still have fun. You still parade for yourself. You know what I mean? Like, don't give your power away to somebody else. Don't seek other people's approval. Don't seek other people's applause. Just sometimes you got to party for yourself. Sometimes you got to have your own, you know, but then only tell people, if you want that same energy, only tell people that's going to give it back to you. There you go. And not acclimated to success. Ooh, Linda. Oh. like that. Not acclimated to success. Oh, I wonder if that's it. Is that it? Oh, Linda, you a therapist? That's good. Life goal setting workshop 2023, Coach Brittany. Come on, speak something into existence, Travis, because I might switch my name. Might not want to be Brittany the host no more. We'll see. Naturally, Ann, I feel that completely. I'm in the progress of buying a house, and I feel like some of that energy from my friends makes me want to keep the details to myself. Yeah, okay. Before we go, yes, that is true, because people can get jealous of you and not intentionally, okay? So, yeah, you got to be careful. Like if, all right, so going back to what what's called was talking about, Percy. Yeah, because some people do like, some people can also want what you have. And if you have it first, I'm not like that. If you get it before I do, I'm so happy for you. But some people really have a hard time being happy for people because they don't have it. And it is jealousy. It's like, dang, this person got a house and I don't got a house. And it's not that they mean to. Some people just don't, you know, they be salty. Not that they're haters. They just be a little salty. So, yeah. Sometimes you can only tell your friends who got the house already, naturally. And if your friends already got houses, tell them, because they're going to be happy for you. Then they could tell you what's coming and all of that stuff. But if you got some friends who still, you know, they not where they want to be, or they with their baby, crazy baby daddy, and they got a lot going on, you got to know who to tell. Would I date an African? No, I am taken. I'm practically married. Mm. And honestly, I love my people, but culturally, you guys got to be careful dating outside your culture. Not to say that it's anything wrong, but cultural differences. I remember I dated a man who was from another culture. And culturally, even though we were both Black, culturally, we were just different. Because American women are very different from other women in other countries. Some of y'all can't handle American women, but I am practically married. Are you going to do a how to plan video? Yes, but give me time, y'all, because shooting and I love y'all. I be trying to get stuff done. It takes time. It takes time. And there's plenty of people. If you really want to like a how to plan video, Patrice, there's so many people that have them out there. So if you don't wait on me, go look for those videos. I'll have one eventually. I'm not going to make any promises on when that's going to be, but I would love to do something like that. I really want a digital planner, though. I got to get an iPad because I feel like my life ain't together because I ain't got an iPad. No, I'm just kidding. Y'all heard that little meme thing? Y'all are on a roll today. Okay, She Amber does prayers. Okay, y'all. Yeah, She Amber does prayers every night on her live. So you guys check out She Amber's Instagram. I have been procrastinating about giving my driver's license for so long, and I fear now that I am 33 years old. Rashida. Oh, excuse me. Rashia, get your driver's license, girl. You're going to just keep, the older you get, the more scared you're going to get that you can get your driver's license. Are you from New York? Because a lot of New Yorkers don't have driver's licenses. Are you from New York? Get your driver's license so you can have that freedom. It is okay, because you don't want to rely on people and Ubers and stuff like that. I feel like you can do it, girl. Linda, you left home for a reason. Your new purpose. Absolutely. Edwan said, yes, I do have jealousy. Like my nieces and nephews, they have kids and I don't, and I'm jealous. Edwan, you got to... Don't do that. And that's one thing, is if you guys ever find yourself jealous of people because they have things that you don't, honor that and just say, oh, I just really, really want that for myself. But you got to be happy for other people, because when you're happy for other people, that's when you get your blessings. But if we're sitting in the corner salty, like, dang, I wish, it's just the energy. You know, you're not feeding good energy to them and you're not feeding good energy to you. People get things that I want all the time, but I'm so happy for them because it just shows me if God did it for them, he can do it for me. So anytime I ever feel myself a little being like, ugh, watch you, I'd be like, whoa, 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 Britt. Nope. You being a hater, you being salty. You need to be happy for them, because that means that your blessing is coming too, because they got blessed. God don't give people their blessings and then going to be like this with yours. No. And this is not your time. And Edwan, we talked. You're going to get Edwan together. And when Edwan is together, and Edwan, you're going through that school, you're going to have that great job, you're going to get stable, you're going to have all of those things. And then And then you'll be able to, when you find the right woman, when you find the right situation, because the worst thing you want to do, Edwan, is have kids with the wrong woman. And for those of you who have to go to work, have a great day. But Edwan, yeah, you want to make sure that it's with the right person. You don't want to just have kids with just anybody. No, because then your life can have a whole bunch of more turmoil than it needs to. No, you want to make sure it's right and in God's time. And you're still young, Edwan. You got a little time. Naturally, Anne said, the ones with the houses is the ones with the off energy shape. Maybe because they found out that home ownership ain't all it's cracked up to be. I don't know. Oh, you're hilarious. I love it. Naturally, Anne. Naturally, I don't know then. Well, then don't tell them, naturally, Anne. But then, too, also think of that. Like, if all your friends are haters, then why are you friends with them? What are they adding to your life if they all haters? I'm not saying that all of your friends are haters. I'm just saying. I wish all my friends would be some haters. Ciao. I don't have no friends that are haters, actually. I have really good friends. Good morning. Just got on. Yeah, cultural differences is something to adjust. I wouldn't even say it's an adjustment. Because, child, let's just say, I was like, oh, I can see why I need to date an American man. And it was just so different. It was both Black, but it was just very different. Linda, you're 50. Linda, you 50. Linda, child, you do not look 50. Your whole picture, you look like you about 25, 30. Miss Linda, hey girl. Patrice, I've watched them, but I want to see yours. Okay. Well, I got to get an iPad first. Y'all ain't got no iPad. I got to get an iPad. Would you ever do lives in the evenings? I'm in a different time zone and I miss out. Oh, I never thought about that. Y'all, to be honest, I have an announcement on Friday. We'll see. I'm not sure. But that's a good question. I never thought about that, Imani. We've lived in poverty for so long that it's comfortable. Ooh, chat, Linda. You speaking, Miss Linda. I don't even feel right calling you by your first name. You Miss Linda now. Authenticating Beauty says, I feel that about an iPad. My goal is to get my birthday in June. I do. I really feel like every time that little meme in my mind comes up. My life ain't together because I need an iPad. Even though we... I'll stay the course. Right. You guys, I love you guys. You guys make my day. If God is at your neighbor's house, that means that he in the neighborhood. I love that. Yes. If he is at your neighbor's house, he's in the neighborhood. Hi, everyone. Don't be salty. It's just not your season yet. And God is setting up. Yes. Something better. I love it. But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. You guys have made my morning. I have smiled and laughed so much. I hope that you guys have a beautiful and blessed one. Do not forget to, before we get out of here, know exactly how far you have with your goals. So the first one was monitor your progress. The second tip was adjust your behavior and your strategy accordingly. Three was to keep track of your progress when needed. Four was to tune into your present discrepancies and where you want to be. All right. And if you're in the beginning of anything, give yourself time and grace to adjust. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. And I will see you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.